You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk. Comedians or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Attention, young men between the ages of 13 to 18 years old. The Steve Harvey Virtual Mentoring Program is on this Father's Day weekend with special guests including Jeezy, LA Lakers star Talen Horton Tucker, Terrence J, and many, many more. So, Steve, you said that during your mentoring session, you found that the boys are dealing with so much pain because of the deaths of so many young black men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So on Saturday.
So I'm having some special men to help them with it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a panel called Past the Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Past the Pain.
And the guest are Shirley.
Tracy Martin. He's the father of
Trayvon
Martin.
Martin's father.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey Wright. Father of Dante Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Michael Brown Sr., father of Michael Brown.
So I'm going to have these men on to help these young men because they're dealing with so much pain with the actions of the police.
Yeah.
They're dealing with the absence of their fathers in their lives.
Mm.
You know, it's just a lot, man, that these young men deal with. So we address in our mentoring program things on so many levels. So if you have a boy between 13 and 18, please invite them. You can go to StephenMarjorieHarvey.org for more information about where you can. StephenMarjorieHarveyFoundation.org.
Yes.
Right. HarveyFoundation.org.
HarveyFoundation.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that gets to it. But if you look it up, then it'll give you more information. And just come and join us, and then I'll be handling some of the speeches myself. But it's really great. We did, during the pandemic, 6 million boys.
Outstanding.
What?
Virtual, because it was virtual, so we had boys globally.
Yeah.
Globally. So during the pandemic, we reached 6 million boys.
Doing that's God's awesome, work.
Steve.
Look at
that's
you,
awesome.
That's a lot of people, man.
And it makes a difference in these young men's lives because they have to have somewhere to go, somewhere to let it out, to let people know how they feel, because they are dealing with lots of trauma and all of that because of this.
And also, it's just important that young men hear a different voice, a different idea of what manhood really is, as opposed to what's presented to them out in the streets or what's presented to them in music oftentimes. You got to hear what a real man sounds like and what it looks like. And a lot of our speakers are men who look like them and sound like them and can relate to them. And a lot of guys I have speaking came from fatherless homes themselves and can help them deal with coping with the fact that their father isn't active in their life. A lot of these boys will come on and their dads will be active in their life, but there's many who will be where dads are absent in their life, and that's an important thing to cover.
And you had your dad active in your life.
All the way up until I was 40. That's what made, I started the foundation when I had my father until I was 43. And when I was looking at that man in that casket at the funeral, I came to the conclusion, if it was not for that dude right there, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I was already on television, already making money, already, had been able to do things for my parents.
Successful.
Yeah, man, when I looked in that casket, I said, no, no, there's no way I'm here without this dude. So how do men who don't have fathers, how do they get to where they want to be?
Right.
And when I was on the plane going home, I said, man, I'm going to start a foundation.
Wow.
Thank God you did.
Great story, Steve. So young men, please go and register now at harveyfoundation.org, okay? All right. Switching gears here, Steve, it is time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Biden is expected to sign the measure today designating June 19th as a federal holiday, Juneteenth marking the day in 1865 that enslaved Africans in Texas found out that they had been free. They were the last to be told, and their slave masters certainly weren't going to tell them, got some more work out of them. But again, this is the 12th federal holiday, and President Biden is expected to sign it. Following his three-hour face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin yesterday, President Biden said that he did what he came to do. He said that the two discussed several topics, including cyber attacks, which the FBI says are coming out of Russia, but which Putin denies, and human rights.
How could I be the president of the United States of America and not speak out against the violation of human rights? I told him that unlike other countries, including Russia, we're uniquely a product of an idea. That's why we're going to raise our concerns about cases like Alexei Navalny. We hold these truths self-evident that all men and women, we haven't lived up to it completely, but we've always included more and more people. I raised the case of two wrongfully imprisoned American citizens, Paul Whelan and Trevor Reed. I made it clear that we will not tolerate attempts to destabilize our democratic elections, and we would respond. I told President Putin that we need to have some basic rules of the road that we can all abide by.
Mr. Biden says that while there were differences, that the tone of the meeting overall was positive. Putin referred to the president as professional. On Capitol Hill early this week, 21 members of the House of Representatives, all Republicans, voted against a measure that would have awarded congressional gold medals to U.S. Capitol Police and other members of law enforcement who were out there during the violent attack and occupation by Donald Trump supporters last January. The rest of the House okayed the bill anyway. That number was 406 to 21. It was just those 21 Republicans that voted against it. It now goes to the Senate and then goes to the president, and he's expected to sign that as well. Well, we have a lot of going on here. The haters, I told you yesterday, I'm not going to like this, but because of a survey conducted by a health charity for young people, the most respected member of the royal family right after the Queen is actually Meghan Markle. The survey of people between ages 13 and 25 gave the Queen 26% of the vote. Harry and Meghan came in second with 21%, and then way down, Kate and Prince William with 11%. And I guess this is sort of a Father's Day story. Yeah, reports are that a man with perhaps the world's largest family, 39 wives and 94 children, has died. I guess he was tired. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.